Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And his staff making sure they know no fouls.
This is going to be Darling. He's got to go. Darling puts it up. Oh! St. John's is going to the Sweet 16.
For the first time in 27 years, upsetting Kansas. I wasn't a big upset. It was five, you know, in the five versus the four seed, but. Man, after they had blown a lead, St. John's was up so much all game, and then all of a sudden Kansas goes on, like, I don't even know, 23-4 run or something like that. They get down to 3.9 seconds left in the game, and then, you know, Kansas just, you know, they don't stop them. Kansas had two fouls, and they fouled and fouled and fouled and fouled, which is good to try to run out the clock, so they go to overtime. St. John's with 3.9 seconds, enough to drive the lane and get the score. And my favorite part of this, I know it will not make sense to a lot of you, and that's fine. Just give me a moment of personal privilege. I love seeing Kansas lose because Bill Self abandoned Illinois for a sweeter contract at Kansas and took all that winning that happened at Kansas with him when he left. And it's been a long time since Illinois was competitive with Kansas. But, who's still in the tournament and Kansas is out? So...
Iowa?
I-L-L.
Oh.
I-N-I. Oh, Iowa? John, that's just rude.
And if you're Florida, you play good defense without fouling.
And Banks is left all the way down by the Iowa bench. And here we go. 8.9 to play. Sturts with the catch. Sturts, bounce pass to the corner. Fulgaris for three.
Whoa! Whoa!
9 to play!
Florida's got no timeouts!
Iowa takes the lead by one! And a timeout called.
No, I think the officials are checking the clock.
That's right. Iowa, or sorry, in this case, Florida, the beneficiary of the automatic clock stoppage to get sure the to make sure the clock is right. On a three-point play that you thought, man, no. Pass to the out route and then pass to the guy on the three-point and then just, you know, Fulneris, nothing but net. Up by one. So Florida's going to get the ball. Just under 4 seconds left to go in the game. Number one seed returning champions on the verge of getting knocked out by Iowa at number nine. And in the second round only. So they're going to get the ball. What are they going to do? What miracle shot are they going to make?
Florida can run the baseline. Condon will inbound it to Lee. Lee across midcourt. Lee speeding toward the basket. Lee leaves it underneath. That's it! Since 1999.
Also,
head to the Sweet 16 as they knock off the defending national champs.
Your biggest upset of the tournament so far. Florida loses, but not even getting off a shot. You know, when you throw up that last second shot and it doesn't go in, it's heartbreaking, but at least you feel like we had that moment.
You tried.
When you don't even get a shot off. I mean, great defense by Iowa. No, give them the credit. You know, they defended like crazy. And when you drive the lane, you got to take the shot. Drive the lane to pass out to a guy on the key. It wasn't a great plan, and it did not work. So Florida is out. And I'm very sorry for all of you Gator fans. But remember my theme of the day. I'm an Illinois guy. Illinois would have otherwise, if we managed to beat our team and had Florida beat Nebraska, we would have had to play you after we beat Houston. I'm fine not having to play Florida for my chance to get into the Final Four. We'll see how it all works out. I'll take it. Meanwhile, Auburn's playing in the also-ran tournament. Anyway, 7:14 on News Radio. I'll talk about that. You know, you celebrate your wins where you can get them. 7:14 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Pensacola made national news last week for two terrible and one hilarious story. The terrible one is... One, this awful story about a pregnant mother who got hit at 9th and Bayou because somebody ran a red light, allegedly. I have to say that until you go to the court case, but I'm sure that's arrest is coming, as PPD has said. They've got it on film. It's awful. Pregnant woman, she survives. The child does not. That's a manslaughter charge in Florida. It's awful. Just there's no good part about that. Then the story about the now on desk duty, the PPD officer who allegedly, always have to say that because you never know until things are proved in court, was HIV positive, but was getting treatment that he thought made him not contagious, did not disclose to his girlfriend for 4 months while they were, you know, doing stuff. And then she gets pregnant. She's bragging about getting pregnant on social media, and his prior baby mama gets in contact with her, and they chat, and did you know what this thing, the what? She confronts him, and he says, yeah, I'm not contagious. Yeah, but the law says you have to disclose if you're HIV positive. So that's a charge, and according to PPD, the officer is currently on administrative leave. Internal affairs investigation is ongoing. So those are the two bad ones. And then we have the hilarious one. At least, I'm sorry, I think it's hilarious. It's deranged and disturbed, and it could be a sign of the apocalypse. I mean, maybe we should treat it like it's a sign of the apocalypse. I don't know. Is it? You be the judge.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
This is crazy.
Oh no, we're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
All right, in a moment, I will tell you. You already know which one it is. You know which one it is. And, we have to talk about it at least a little. I know Bobby talked about it a little bit on Friday, too. But John Pickens first has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new MyECUA app, mobile app. Available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Speaking of tips, we've got a accident that happened on 9 Mile just east of the neighborhood market. And let's see here, on the eastbound lane. So that's causing some delays in the roadway. Again, that's Highway 29, 9 Mile just west of the neighborhood market. Other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So if you own an Airbnb, you expect a certain level of, I don't know, human decency from your guests. What you don't expect to discover is that one of your renters, your stayers, your B&Bers, is, filming adult-themed fetish videos in your rental by, is there a delicate way to say this? There's really not. This may not be a story for the kids, but in Santa Rosa, they're not in school today, right?
Correct.
Scammy there. So, I don't know. This might be a no minivans for me for a few minutes kind of story. You know, just letting you have that chance to skip over to K-Love or, you know, whatever your alternative is, you know, to me. Silence, maybe, for the moment. Okay. With the ones who are not faint of heart. So she was urinating on the furniture, on the rug, on the coffee pot, on the bedding, on the TV, on the carpets, on the other carpets, on the record player, on the typewriter. And uploading those videos to a fetish, I assume, site where people pay money to watch a hot young chick do ridiculous, absurd, lurid, disgusting things. Who do you blame in this scenario? Do you blame her for listening to the market signals? God. I mean, I blame the sick, creepy dudes. There's sick, creepy dudes in the world. Lots of them. Should I say it, John? I've only had an hour of sleep, and maybe not even.
You know what?
Point, yeah. Okay, I'm going to There are sick, creepy dudes in the world, and there are other not sick, creepy dudes in the world. But let me tell you, all dudes are dudes. Can I say the part that I think most people won't want to admit? Have you seen her picture?
No, I have not.
Okay, let me explain to you how... I'm not defending this. I'm not advocating this as a Christian. I'm not endorsing this. I'm just telling you this is how it is. So she's involved in what some people might say sex work or sex work adjacent, or as Mike Wood very tactfully put it, there was a young lady inside making money in a very unusual way that damaged somebody else's property. Mike Wood is my hero.
Yes.
For saying it that way. And you read all of this and you think, well, you know, she's doing horrid, weird things, but she's doing them in response to men who are willing to pay money to watch her do horrid, weird things. And is it their fault? Is it her fault? Is it society's fault? And if you look at the New York Post story, then you see her picture and probably 90% of guys are like, oh, but she is really cute. it's just men. Okay, sad, but true, you know. I mean, if she'd do that for money, what might she do for fun? Anyway, so just not endorsing. I think
just letting you go.
Yeah.
Just letting you go.
The line in the New York Post headline, though. Well, the headline. Florida woman flashes devilish grin after being accused of doing unspeakable things to Airbnbs and posting the footage on sex sites. As Bobby asked on Friday, how did they find out? The story says there was a tip. Somebody tipped him off. The first line. She was streaming live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. That's pretty funny.
That is. Yeah.
So, but I'm sure the owner of the Airbnb.
You did it. You did it.
Come on. Come on. Too easy. Anyway, is angry because of all the stuff that's been destroyed that has to be replaced. No. No, you're seeing this all wrong. This is an opportunity to make money. If there are creepy, weird, twisted, perverted dudes that are willing to pay under a capitalist system to see this kind of ridiculous, lurid, disgusting stuff, what wouldn't they pay for the objects that are already national news famous collector's items of a creepy sort? Don't throw it out. eBay, baby. Just saying, you could probably, could you imagine though? Like you're a normal, ordinary person, you own an air. I won't say it again. And you, like you're faced with the conundrum. Do I just like throw it all in the bonfire like a normal person? Or do I pay somebody to come in from the UPS store, site to ship and package up and. Because you know I'm right. You know you can make a lot of money selling it. Sad but true. Sign of the apocalypse, Sean?
Yeah, that's one of them.
100%. Somebody said it's a golden opportunity. 7:23 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm sorry. I'm back from vacation. I've only had an hour of sleep. It's not my fault.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
When I heard I needed a heart transplant, I thought it was game over. All I could think about was the memories that I wouldn't be able to make with my family.
Then an angel entered our lives as an organ donor. Their decision to register as a donor saved my husband's life.
Save lives, say yes. Register today as a donor at DonateLifeFlorida.org.
This message is sponsored by Donate Life Florida and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Dependable.
Where are we going?
Train station.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back.
Good morning, 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I mean, if you can't laugh at stuff, you know, you're just going to cry, and we don't got time to cry about all this stuff. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Well, we've got an accident that happened at East 9 Mile Road and Hillview Drive. It's causing some major delays on 9 Mile. Also, I-10 eastbound, right around mile marker number 12. We've got a vehicle crash with injuries through that construction zone. And also Creighton Road and Lanier Drive. Roadway is blocked there. All those just happened. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about selling a home or purchasing a home, or because a lot of times you do both, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're really, really good at this. 209 homes sold that last year. That's 4 week. I mean, like one shy of exactly 4 week, which is amazing. I mean, that's just, you know, unbelievable. It's one over. I can't even do math on the radio after an hour of sleep. But just phenomenal rate of success. And one of the things recently, because, you know, when the market was hot, everybody was selling them, and she was too, and doing great at that time. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot. Well over 200 a year. And then it was 175, and then it was 165, and now it's 209. Back up in a down market, in a market where people are struggling. And a lot of their sales are actually other realtors who have not managed to sell the home. You know, like she was telling me that lots of people come to her after they've had one or two realtors fail to sell. And it's a hard market. Okay, it takes a lot of skill. Sometimes five, sometimes one, even seven times, had seven other realtors, couldn't sell a home. She listed it and they managed to sell it. She told me one time that a family was trying to sell a home and the realtor's like, you cannot get more than $499 for that home. And she listed it for $625 and 10 days later sold it for cash. That's not going to happen to everybody. But I tell you that because she knows the market, knows what it really is asking for. And sometimes the problem is not too high, it's too low. You priced yourself out of the range where people pay attention to the offering. And she would know that. That's the value of experience. And again, ongoing active experience over and over and over again, seeing what works. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning.
Oh, David, by the way, somebody accused me of conducting yellow journalism over here, and I thought that was an unfair charge.
No comment. So,
what's wrong with you, John?
Nothing. Nothing is wrong.
Go on.
Sometimes you just don't know where to go. President,
so there's the inside. The radio thing has always been, if you can mess other people up, right, John?
Right.
Tell me.
Oh, right. Yes, that is.
Right. I don't always try to do it, but once in a while. Go on, sir.
So, President Trump's threat to obliterate Iran's power plants if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed appears to be being put on hold. The president posting here just a little while ago on Truth Social that the U.S. and Iran have been having what he called very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution to hostilities in the Middle East. So the president says he has instructed the Department of War to postpone military strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure for 5 days. Tragic news out of New York. The pilot and co-pilot of an Air Canada jet are dead after the plane collided with a fire truck at the LaGuardia Airport overnight. Port Authority Executive Director Catherine Garcia says that it happened at about 11:40 last night. The plane was arriving from Montreal and collided with a fire truck. There were 72 passengers on board. 41 of them were taken to the hospital. And Mark Wayne Mullen is closer to becoming the next Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The Senate voting 54-37 on Sunday to advance his nomination and clear the way for a final confirmation vote this week.
All right, very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. 7:30 on News Radio 92.3. I have tickets to go see the Brian Kilmeade show. He's going to be performing at the Sanger Theater on July 11th. He'll be coming to town. The themes of his hit Fox Nation series and his best-selling historic books for a patriotic live stage show like no other. Caller number three wins tickets right now, 437-1620.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump pressing the pause button on his ultimatum, posting on Truth Social
to say there are very good and productive conversations taking place between the United States and Iran. But he goes on to say he's ordered the Department of War to postpone for at least 5 days strikes against Iran's energy and power infrastructure. This comes after the president issued that ultimatum over the weekend about opening the Strait of Hormuz.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Israel. No planes flying in or out of LaGuardia Airport in New York City until later today. Dramatic audio from air traffic control seconds before disaster. That from flight radar 24.com. An Air Canada plane with 76 in total on board collides with a fire truck. The pilots were killed. Dozens are injured, including the crew on the truck. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, 64 degrees, clear skies, sunshine this morning. Our forecast with Brooke Richardson is on the way in just a few minutes. We'll get that here in just a few minutes. A Pensacola nonprofit drew more than 200 people on Saturday to a community expo offering resources on jobs, mental health, housing, financial literacy, and legacy planning. PCS Outreach Ministries founder Priscilla Sapp Kirkland says the Invest in Your Community Expo really grew out of family conversations that her family had had about building a better future.
To really see a change, right now there is a stigma, it's been a stigma about life insurance, you know, about even mental health. And we just want to have more transparent conversations just in order to see a change.
More than 40 vendors participated, including Pensacola police and fire departments, many mental health organizations, and financial literacy resources as well. A bronze statue honoring late Pensacola philanthropist Louis Bear Jr. was unveiled on Friday at the Pensacola Museum of Art. Bear passed away back in 2023 at the age of 82 after decades of leadership. Of course, as the president and CEO of the Louis Bear Company, his son David spoke about the magnitude of that honor.
There was a group of people, Collier Merrill and Jim Reeves, who put a group together to honor my father with a statue and went around the community and friends of my dad's to raise some money to be able to do it and place it here at the museum at the entrance.
Louis Jr. served as the chairman of the Pensacola Museum of Arts Board for many years. Well, Florida is one of the busiest states in the country as far as immigration arrests go. According to figures reported by the New York Times, ICE agents in the Miami field office, which covers Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, average about 120 arrests every day as of March 10th. Nearly 9,900 arrests have been logged. That makes Florida busier than every other region in the nation, and that includes Minnesota, where the high-profile enforcement surge drew national attention earlier this year. A 23-year-old Bruton woman has died after an ATV crash in Jay. That happened on Saturday. FHP says a side-by-side drifted off the road on Lakefield Lane. The driver overcorrected, and that caused the vehicle to roll. The 23-year-old was ejected. She died at the scene. Four others were injured, including a 2-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy. FHP Traffic Homicide is investigating. Pensacola's tourism is outpacing last year's numbers, with tourism development tax collections up more than 23% for January and February. And that's compared to the same period back in 2025. Visit Pensacola says occupancy has been up consistently over the winter. He credits good weather, strong marketing, and Of course, the recent Condé Nast designation that named Pensacola Beach number one in the United States. Schaefer says 2026 could be a standout year for tourism here in the area. Well, NASA's Artemis II mission to send astronauts around the moon may have some big economic impacts here on Earth. A consulting firm estimating that launch, which is scheduled for early next month at the Kennedy Space Center, could bring over 400,000 visitors to the Space Coast and result in over $160 million in economic impact for the state. The Florida Gators are out of the NCAA tournament after a loss to number 9 seed Iowa last night in Tampa. The Gators led by 2 with less than 9 seconds left before falling 73-72. With Miami's earlier loss to Purdue, all 4 Florida teams that made the tournament have now been eliminated. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the 5s with John Pickens.
That's right. Well, we've got a major accident that's slowing things down on I-10 eastbound. Getting onto the I-110 ramp, traffic is now backed up all the way to, Pine Forest exit in that construction zone. We had a car flip over, and there's 4 cars involved on that one. So just be aware of that. 9 Mile and Hillview Drive going, eastbound. Traffic is backed up all the way to Chisholm Road. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures this afternoon near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Tuesday, sunny skies, high near 79. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Going into Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 77. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, sunshine, 64 degrees. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply lower by more than 6% after President Trump said the U.S. and Iran held productive talks, leading him to order a halt on strikes against key energy infrastructure in the country for 5 days. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $92.09 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $105.36 per barrel. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman went to extreme lengths to secure compute capacity last year, inking a flurry of multi-billion dollar infrastructure deals. As the company gears up for a potential IPO this year, OpenAI has tempered expectations and outlined a more measured strategy in recent months. Wealthy consumers are increasingly buying jewelry as market volatility and geopolitical uncertainty push investors towards tangible assets. Demand for colored gemstones such as rubies, sapphires, and emeralds is rising as collectors seek alternatives to diamonds. Futures are sharply higher, with the Dow jumping more than 1,000 points after President Trump revealed the U.S. and Iran held productive talks. That's Your Money Now.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. Culver's Butterburger is fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. Lent is here, and Culver's features cod, shrimp, and walleye sandwiches and dinners. Culver's, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, Highway 90 in Milton, and coming in May to Pine Forest and I-10. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and curbside service are available. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed. Staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ask you about what we saw overnight with these missile attacks. The Director of National Intelligence testified last week to Congress that Iran could not develop a militarily viable ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile, before 2035 if it attempted to pursue that capability. Yesterday, the IDF said said that Iran did fire an ICBM. Has this changed the U.S. assessment?
Well, I'm not familiar with the IDF's assessment. I can tell
you. They said what was fired at Diego
I can tell
Garcia
you that UK just condemned the firing of an intermediate range ballistic missile at Diego Garcia. Mm-hmm. That same type of missile Iran has lied about in terms of its development, said they were not developing, yet they just lied. Yet they just did it. Not only could it hit Diego Garcia, it could hit capitals in Europe.
Okay, this is big, big news. Diego Garcia is a little tiny island off in the middle of the Indian Ocean that, unless you're familiar with military things, you would have probably never heard of, or, you know, that would be the context you know it. It's a British-owned, there's some controversy over them being still a colony or whatever. We have a joint base there with the British, and we have been using that base. The British, of course, have been kind of, you know, one toe in at a time to allow us to use their bases for some kinds of activities, this, not that, that, not this, other thing, and so forth. But the attack on Diego Garcia is interesting, not because it's a joint base with the Brits. It's the distance. It's 2,500 miles from Iran. If you took a compass, you know, not a northeast, southwest, but a, you know, pin and a pen or pin and a pencil, you know, draw a circle kind of compass, and stuck it in the middle of Tehran and extended it out on your globe to the size of 2,500 miles and then drew a circle, that's all of Europe. The reason that's significant is because we previously thought that Iran only had the capability to launch missiles to about half that distance. And so your capitals of Europe were not really in jeopardy from them. Yes, all your Middle Eastern countries, obviously Israel, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, I mean, not that Yemen's particularly a target, but UAE, you know, Kuwait, okay? The region, you know, India, okay? Afghanistan, not that they're targets either, but, you know, that vicinity. You notice they don't fire against India, by the way. Why? India has nukes. Anyway, we thought it was one thing. Well, it turns out it was much more. Now, how many of these missiles do they have? We don't know. What are their capabilities? We don't know. But by making, they were making a statement. Iran was clearly making a statement, and the statement was, we can do more than we've already been doing. At least that's what they want us to believe. Whether they have one or 100 of them, nobody knows, because we didn't think they had them at all. Do they have nuclear warheads? No. But a conventional warhead is enough when you drop it in, say, you know, Brussels or Paris or Munich, right? So it's a big deal. And that's what Margaret Brennan is talking about with Mike Walls, the UN ambassador for the United States, and saying that not only is it a big deal because of the range, but because they've been lying all this time about everything they're doing, including, you know, well, their space program. What's their space program about? Space? No, they're not trying to go to the moon. They're trying to learn missile technology because that's a way of conveying a greater threat shield to protect them against ultimately being able or for ultimately being able to develop a nuclear program, which is what they want. They want to be North Korea. And that's what we're trying to prevent.
And Margaret, the technology, the booster technology that Iran has been hiding behind its space program, I don't think we're going to see Iranian astronauts on the moon anytime soon. That this space program has been hiding that technology. You have the reentry technology. To marry the two really doesn't take very much in terms of technological development. And we just have to, you know, thank God the president is taking action now. in stopping this march mm-hmm. towards a fully fledged nuclear program instead of waiting until after it's developed, like we saw North Korea under the Clinton administration say, surprise, okay. we now have a full program.
Right. You got to get it now because they are doing everything they can to get to North Korea. Because once you get to be North Korea, everybody leaves you alone because you got nukes, which is why they wanted a ballistic missile defense capability so that they could threaten us with a massive number of conventional warheads the same way a nuclear deterrence would function. And then when you have your conventional shield, then you can build your nukes. Once you build your nukes, if you've got your rocket program, you can put them all together. You can make IRBMs. You've probably not heard that term. That's what he mentioned, intermediate-range ballistic missiles, or ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, the type you're more familiar with here and the type that Russia, China, and the U.S. might fire at each other under the worst-case scenario of a nuclear war. All right, so this is a big deal. Nobody quite sure what the significance of it, how many do they have, we don't know, but the threat is broader, and that's part of the reason why, again, a miscalculation by Iran, I think, because with threatening the 20% of the world's oil supplies to go through the Strait of Hormuz, now showing that they have the capability to strike against all of Europe, all of a sudden NATO is paying a lot closer attention and they're more willing to help. And they had 21 nations have signed on to this joint condemnation of the closing of the Strait of Hormuz. And it's not just the Arabians anymore who are willing to fight back or join the fight or allow us to use their bases. It's kind of everybody. More on that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with the accident that happened at Creighton Road and Lanier Drive. Again, Creighton is pretty well at a standstill right now. Also, I-10 eastbound as you approach the I-110 on-ramp. There was a couple of accidents there that involved several cars. And traffic is backed up almost to 9 Mile. So you definitely want to avoid that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're got a company, you got employees, you got to manage benefits. It's just, I mean, it's how you attract and how you retain. Health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. And I know a lot of the options that are out there are not great. But, you know, Torgerson Consulting has been working with us here at News Radio in Cat Country for 5 years. And they have always consistently found us the best that's available. And great customer service. And they also do HR and they do payroll and all the stuff for your employees that you may not love to do because you probably got into business to repair autos or to put in IT systems or to fix HVAC or to give medical advice or to fight court cases, but not to do this stuff. Well, they like doing this stuff. They got into business to do the stuff you don't like to do, just like you got into business to do the stuff that other people don't like to do. I mean, you know, that's the way of the world. And that's why they're good. And they're just incredibly good at customer service. A lot of times what happens when you talk to kind of insurance people is they're salespeople and not, you know, technically knowledgeable even about the policies they sell and the nuances of them and how claims work. My wife is a detail-oriented person. She's an industrial engineer by training. She retired to have kids. But she's the one who reads the policy, all of the policy. And then she asks questions. And most of the time, you know, salespeople don't know the answers because that's not how you make money. You know, you make money by being liked, not by having the details. She wants the details. She asked Torgerson Consulting, they have the answers. Or if they don't have them, they find them. They have been great. We have loved the customer service that we get from them. 433-9996. If your company is thinking about a change or starting or just needs some help and want to find out if maybe there's a way to do it cheaper, better, or both, it is possible. Torgerson Consulting online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. All right, back to the question of the war. And by the way, I don't have time to share all the audio with you right now, but in the 5 o'clock hour of the second half, I did a really, gosh, John, what? No coffee, or sorry, lots of coffee, an hour of sleep. First, you know, fire hose of information analysis on the war and things like targeting the grid, why that is within just war theory, what is just war theory, how does it apply to the targeting of various things, the current threat about, you know, Trump has said he's going to destroy the grid or attack the grid. Is that allowed? Now he said he's going to wait 5 days. But just all of that conversation, nuclear plants, why is it or is it not particularly dangerous to attack a nuclear plant? Does it make a nuclear explosion? It doesn't. But, you know, all that's in the, if you go to the podcast at newsradio923.com or you listen on the app. Either way, I just want to encourage you that 5:30, John, agree?
Yes, a lot of stuff. I agree. Okay. Lots of information.
I don't have time to do it again right now. 4 hours. Can't repeat. Anyway, sorry. Mark Rutte, who is the NATO Secretary General, followed Mike Waltz on Face the Nation yesterday. And though, again, I often think that Margaret Brennan is really not up to the task. She's got good guest bookers, and that makes a big difference in these kind of shows. That's the one I of any of them, I watch that one first. Because they usually have the best guests. Just if only they could find a host. Anyway, it's better than Kristen Welker, which is a low bar. Okay, Margaret Brennan is asking the NATO Secretary General about the Diego Garcia thing. Listen to his answers. This is NATO. This is not the U.S. This is not Israel. This is NATO.
We did see that Iran fired two missiles at Diego Garcia. That's that island in the Indian Ocean, which houses a U.S.-UK joint base. That was 4,000 kilometers from Iranian territory, furthest Iran has ever gone. You just heard Ambassador Waltz say there might be a difference there in how Israel and the U.S. assess that capability Iran has in terms of what they fired. But Israel says these were intercontinental ballistic missiles that could hit Berlin, Paris, and Rome. Does NATO share that Israeli assessment?
We cannot confirm that at the moment, so we're looking into that. But if this would be true, it is the more evidence that what the president is doing here, taking out the ballistic missile capability, taking out the nuclear capability from Iran, is crucial. And exactly as the ambassador just said, Ambassador Waltz, we have seen with North Korea, if we negotiate for too long, you might pass the moment where you can still get this thing done. And North Korea now has the nuclear capability. If Iran would have the nuclear capability, including together with the missile capability, it would be a direct threat, a existential threat to Israel, to the region, to Europe, to the stability in the world. So the president doing this is crucial. And I've seen the polling, but I really hope the American people will be with him because he is doing this to make the whole world safer.
That is as ringing an endorsement for the action as you could possibly get. I don't think Margaret Brennan was exactly expecting that answer, but that is the Secretary General for NATO saying, oh, we get it now. And as somebody texted in, Iran striking Diego Garcia at a range of 2,500 miles made the point more potently than the administration has done so far about how Iran is a threat to everybody, everywhere, right now.
So, but just to be clear, at this hour, do you believe that Iran could bomb Berlin, Paris, and Rome? Are they all within direct threat range?
What we know for sure is that they are very close to having that capability. Whether this case with the UK base, Diego Garcia, we are still assessing. But if it is true, it means they already have that capability. If it is not true, we know they are very close to having that capability. And that is exactly why I feel in Europe that most politicians, it resonates with them what the president is doing here, which is taking out, degrading Iran's capability to be, again, an exporter of chaos, share chaos to the region, to the world.
Yep. And last one.
The president has said 4 to 6 weeks for this war. That would put us in early April for an end to combat operations. But then he's also sending troops. He's also possibly asking Congress for more money. What's the when part? When did he tell you your support from these European countries will be needed? Because from the sources I speak to, they are not willing to send in the midst of combat.
By the way, when did you talk to them, Margaret? Did you talk to them yesterday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday? Because you know facts change fast.
Obviously, I cannot, in a program which is aired around the world, and you have a lot of viewers, discuss with you what is discussed in secrecy. But I can assure you that...
I'm not going to tell you. That sounds familiar.
Of course, and the UK is at the forefront of leading this effort of the 22 countries under the leadership of Prime Minister Starmer. I've been in a phone call this week with Prime Minister Starmer and President Macron. And again, this has led to 22 countries now signing up to this initiative. And indeed, one of the key questions is not only the what question and the where question, but also the when question. And this is why military planners are now working together to make sure that we are ready, to make sure that that Strait of Hormuz, that we secure the free sailing there, which is crucial for the world economy.
Okay, it's a little bit buried in there, what I think is the key takeaway here. But how long does it take to plan the kind of military action that would be necessary to join what the U.S. and Israel had already been planning for at least several weeks, perhaps longer, perhaps a year, perhaps 10 years. Remember, the Iran attack from last year had been shelf-stable for like a decade or two. Remember that? I mean, they said that plan had been well gamed out in advance. I don't know how long this plan had been gamed out in advance, but at the very least weeks, right? Possibly months, possibly longer. Okay, so we're going to go alone. It's a bilateral action, right? Not unilateral, with Israel, bilateral action. And we're going to provoke Iran to act stupidly. Iran is going to, whether intended or not, maybe we hope they collapse, maybe we hope they surrender, maybe we hope they change leadership, maybe we hope they have an uprising. But let's say that they go through the death throes that they're going through right now and attacking everybody wildly. We're hoping the world sees that nobody is safe from them. Oh, they just shot off a long-range missile. Guess what? Europe is now paying attention real close and is now willing. But it's going to take a minute for them to coordinate a response. So if the Strait of Hormuz is threatened, which is oil supply to all of these other countries, not the U.S., all of a sudden they're motivated and they see the threat both economically and also militarily. But it's going to take them a minute to put this all together and come up with a plan of action. So instead of, let's say, you know, the United States securing the Strait of Hormuz, not necessarily that we let it be a problem long enough to motivate them, but it turns out to be pretty nice in a sense, if that does be the reason that they get in. You see, sometimes it needs leverage for people to get involved in these things. Now, I don't know how much of this is planned, how much is working out, how much is, but if this is what it takes to get the rest of the world involved, good. Get them involved. Because this is absolutely a global threat that the United States and Israel should not be alone taking care of. And it should have been taken care of decades ago, and it has not been. 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you are wanting to be on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and all the way through I-110, it is basically a parking lot right now. Traffic is barely moving due to an earlier accident, and traffic is backed up all the way to 9 Mile Road. So my best tell you to do is go to 9 Mile and then cut down 29 if you're trying to get to I-110 area there. Let's see here. Computer work. Okay, there we go. Creighton Road, Lanier Drive. Roadway is blocked in both the east and westbound direction, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
And by the way, just a quick note. The comment about the polls was she had asked Mike Waltz, you know, hey, the polls are not good on your side. How do you tell the American people that they're wrong? And I don't think Mike Waltz gave the best answer to this question, but the answer should have been, if they're wrong, they're wrong. And yes, we need to persuade people. We need to make the case better. But it'd be nice if a lot of y'all in sort of mass media didn't keep trying to make it fail and lying about it. You know, it'd be kind of useful, maybe, if you recognize that a nuclear Iran is actually a thing we need to prevent by any means necessary. Get on board, people. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The Florida Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo is back for a limited time only this Friday through Sunday at the Cordova Mall. They're clearing out floor model hot tubs and swim spas, cold plunges and saunas, and no reasonable offers are turned down. Save up to 50% off select floor models with immediate delivery available while supplies last, plus no payments for 6 months or interest-free financing for those who qualify. Join them this weekend at Cordova Mall in Pensacola or visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com now to secure your exclusive deal before they're gone.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at News.
Hey, 759 News Radio 92.3. Coming up soon, we got Top of the Hour News. Fox, David Wayne will have your local updates explaining why NES Pensacola, if you're a civilian, you cannot go visit the base Monday through Friday anymore. Saturday and Sunday, why? Military mission, wartime, heightened scrutiny, and solving the traffic problem that having civilians go through the visitor control center at the front gate was causing to everybody. So at least be glad it's open 2 days a week. That's my take on it. Bob Johnson.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Extends tonight's deadline for Iran. I'm Dave Anthony, and in doing so, he suggested there's progress trying to end the conflict now in a fourth week.